Unit 7, page 70, exercise 4.
Good afternoon. Today on the food programme, we're going to take a look at some of the best known diets that are around today. And to help us do that, we welcome Dr. Wexford, food and nutrition expert from Newtown Hospital. Dr. Wexford, welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Tell us first about the Atkins diet. It was very popular in the 1990s, wasn't it?
Yes, but it's actually been around for longer than that. It was developed in the early 70s by a man called Robert C. Atkins. His theory was that weight gain is caused by the way your body processes carbohydrates.
So it's nothing to do with the amount of fat you eat?
That's right. So basically, the diet allows you to eat a lot of meat and eggs, while in the first few weeks, pasta, alcohol, certain vegetables and other carbohydrate-rich foods are banned.
It seems strange not to allow people to eat vegetables.
Yes, and it's not an idea that I personally think is effective. Not that it's dangerous, mind you, unless you have some specific health problems already, but I still wouldn't recommend it. Now, in contrast to the Atkins diet, there is the healthy eating plan.
That just sounds like common sense.
Well, yes, but it's surprising how many people are still unsure of what makes up a healthy diet. Basically, the healthy eating plan allows you to have a diet that consists of healthy foods that are low in saturated fat and perfectly balanced. The meals are also based on your tastes and lifestyle.
Presumably, this makes the diet easier to stick to.
Absolutely. The reason that many people fail to stick to a diet is because they don't like the types of food they're told to eat. Often they have to prepare complicated meals with expensive ingredients. You can find plenty of good value healthy foods in the shops. You don't need to spend a fortune.
What would be a typical day's menu on the healthy eating plan?
It might be muesli with milk for breakfast, pita bread with Greek salad and yogurt for lunch, chicken and rice with vegetables for dinner.
And, of course, this type of diet helps reduce your risk of heart disease and other illnesses too.